Kumlana Nablab Gemara. We are up to Naflamid Zayin Amad Aleph. We learned about having thick challah, but we said that pas ova doesn't necessarily mean thick. It can also mean many, numerous challahs. The Beis Hillel says you're allowed to bake a number of matzahs, even though you don't need that many, on Yom Tov. It has nothing to do with Pesach, it's a din in Yom Tov, because it enhances all the other matzahs that are being baked. Okay, so we are up to the Gemara, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, middle of the page, four lines into the wide lines, towards the end of the line, Tana Rabbanan. Tough phrase, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, we learn, Yaitzin, the Pas Nekiya, that you are Yaitze with Pas Nekiya, with matzah made out of very fine flour. And obviously the chiddush in that is because you would think that it shouldn't be matzah shir rich man's, it should be only poor man's, but nevertheless fine flour is all right. And so too, you also yetze with the hadrom, and we also learned that you yetze with, we had before, with like pumpernickel bread, you know, coarse bread. Coarse bread as well, as we had before. That was, the hadr was taken away from it. And uvesrikin hamatsiyorin, also bepesach. That, what do you call it? Srikin are basically like little crackers, very, very thin. And you're allowed to use thin matzahs that are decorated. On Pesach, even though Sha'amru, they used to say, we don't want you to spend time and try to decorate your matzah, because by spending time and trying to decorate your matzah, it takes time, and in the meantime it can turn to chametz. So why are you saying you're allowed to? This is actually a question that Baisus asked the Chachamim, and the Chachamim said, he asked the question, why can't you actually decorate or make, you know, a form on the matzahs? Amrulah, they said, Nesha Isha Shoya Allah, because it takes time. Umachmatzah, in the meantime, it might turn into chametz. Amrulahem, so he asked the Rabbanon, Evsha Yasen Abitfus, you can have a mold. And if you have a mold, it takes 1, 2, 3. The Ikven or Kiven, and therefore you can set it very quickly. Amrulah, they said, the reason why not is, Yaimru, people will say, they'll see that you produce these matzahs with these in these shapes, and they'll say, "Kol ha'srikin asun." Nobody else is allowed to make shapes, but the srike bises mutarin. But the shapes of the bises are permitted. So therefore, even though technically allowed to, we don't want to make matzahs and shapes. Pamachas once nichnasti, I went achar abo, I followed my father the base Rabbi Gamliel to the house of Rabbi Gamliel. They veal the funnel, they brought before them Sarikin Hamutsuyor and Bepesach. And I noticed that they had these matzahs that were shaped on Pesach. Amarti, I said, Abba, I said, Ta, Loikach Omer Chachamim, didn't the rabbi say, Ein Oisin Sarikin Hamutsuyor and Bepesach? He shouldn't make these kind of shaped matzahs on Pesach. Omer, he said to me, Bini, my son, Loisho Kol Odom Omru, Eloshon Nachtumin Omru. They only forbade if it's for bakery, because the bakery wants to look professional, and that takes time. At home, it doesn't look professional, but much quicker. So at home, you can make shapes, but in the bakery, you can't. And by the way, today we make those perforations on the matzah so that it shouldn't swell, blow up in size. That is considered different because it's 1, 2, 3, and so it's not like the mitzvah we're talking about. Ikidami, others say the other way around. Hacha Karmelai. Loi shenach tumin amru asher kol adam. Bakers know what they're doing, so they could make decorated. It's the average person doesn't know what they're doing, that takes too long. Anyway, Rabbi Yossi said, oisin tzrikin, you're allowed to make matzahs, kemini rikikin, very thin matzahs. But the ain oisin tzrikin, you shouldn't make these matzahs, kemini guskois, like thick, like these biscuits. You should make them thin, but not very thick. Okay. Because they don't become very chametz very quickly, but the large ones, they do become, they become chametz a lot quicker. Says the Gemara, tell them what we learned. Hasuvganin, if you have, let's say, like a sponge cake or a dufshinin, or if you have it fried in honey, these are all considered bread for matzah. The iskritin, and they are again made. Iskritin are like really thin crackers. The chalas amoseres, and chala matzah made in a frying pan. V'hameduma, and if it's mixed, meduma, if you remember, is truma got mixed into chulin. Is all of them are potter min a chala. All of them are potter from chala. They're not considered bread. Frying pan is not considered bread, and honey fried in honey is not considered bread, and neither is sponge considered bread. Why is meduma potter min a chala? Because it says in Pasuk that you have to give. You're talking about you have to give. What do you got? You're talking about you have to give truma, but not if it already has. If we're talking now about challah. We'll get to matzah later. So all of these are part of challah, because in addition to the chiyuv of challah, you also have the chiyuv of giving truma. We don't want that. You only have the chiyuv of challah if that's the only thing you can do with challah. So it's much further. What's the place? My chalas hamasedes. What is this chalas hamasedes? You say in a frying pan is no good. I'm sure. But Levi is a cholut shel balabatim. Cholut shel balabatim means that the balabas, they first boil it, and then they go ahead and they bake it or fry whatever it is, and therefore that is no good. Now, what's the reason why all of these different kinds of matzahs are no good? You're telling me that tzrikin, these thin wafers, fried and all that, why aren't they good? Amalish halol, you know the problem is? Maisei ilfasei, they're in a frying pan. In order to qualify as bread for challah, it has to be baked in an oven. If it's baked in a frying pan, we're talking about shallow fried, it's not considered baked and therefore it's not chayv. It's not called bread. Rabbi Yochanan says, if it's fried in a shallow frying pan or very little oil, it is considered bread. Halal, you know why these four things are not considered bread for challah? They were boiled up, they were heated, they were baked in the sun. Mace will ask a number of questions on the Shlokish. Then Rabbi Yochanan learned, Hasubgini, these sponge cake, Vadushan, honey, these krikin, these crackers, osun, be ilfus, that's clear. If you made them in this frying pan, chayavin, yechayvin, challah, becham, in the sun, clear proof to Rabbi Yochanan. To you've turned it up Shimon Lakish. The question of Shimon Lakish, Amr was a rule, Amr lachol Shimon Lakish. There's two ways of using a frying pan. If you first heated up the frying pan and then you put the bread inside, it's no different than an oven. But if you put the bread inside first and then you heat it up until it heats up very hot, it's very started cooking and baking and frying, and therefore that's not like an oven. He heated it up, and then you attached it. Avol hidbi, if you attach it, observe a tiach. First you attach the bread to the sides of the frying pan, and then you heat it up. By the time it gets really hot, like an oven, it already started to fry. That's a frying pan, and that's not bread. And so that's what Ish Lakish is saying. Your frying pan is considered, I can see that a frying pan is considered baking like an oven, only if you heat it up first before you put the bread inside. So the Gemara, if so, that's a question. Avol hidbik will say, but what do you tell me? If you first attach it and then you heat it up, that's like a frying pan. So let me ask a question. Why make a distinction between sun or a frying pan? Within a frying pan itself, there's two types. One is considered baking, one is considered frying. Adatoni Sefer, it says in Sefer, Osun Becham and the sun. Pturin, Liflake, Velisa Bede, talk about the frying pan itself. And say, I'm not talking about the frying pan, you're going to heat it up, you're going to attach it. Avol hidbik, you attach it, so you heat it up, Pturin, the potter. He's mostly right. Chassidim Mechs, a few words are missing. V'hochik tani, this is how you should learn the braisa. This is according to Ish Lakish. Ish Lakish says that a frying pan is no good, but an oven is good. Sometimes a frying pan is treated like an oven if you heat it up first. Sometimes treated like a frying pan if you put the food in first. V'med Ramudi, when do we say she hit tiach, you heated it up, and then you put it in? Avol hidbik. But if you attach the bread first, and then you heat it up, then it's like a frying pan, and nasik misha asim cham is no different than you made in the sun, uptunin, and it is potter. Okay, it says the Gemara. Toshma coming here, bring another ayah. Yaitzin b'matzah hina. You are yaitzin with matzah. That's not fully baked. The word hina says Rashi comes from Rola Toichu men and Nov regarding the Korban Pesach, which means not fully cooked. Uve matzah ho asuya be'ilfis. And you are yaitzin with matzah that's not fully baked, and you are yaitzin with matzah that's made in a frying pan. Clear proof to Rabbi Yechiel. Again, the Shlokas will answer. Ochanami, we also shehir tiach of the hidvik. He said over here, he's talking about first you heated up the frying pan, and then you put the bread inside. Then it's all right. It's like an oven. My matzah hina. What do you mean matzah that wasn't fully baked and it's still good? I'm going to read a mishnah. What's the criteria? Kosher parsa. If you break the matzah, the ain chutin im shachin im menon. There's no strings of dough that wasn't fully baked. And even though it's not, you know, it's not really dark, whatever it is, it's still good enough. I remember one year, I think it was 1977, that the Satin Bakery put ads in all the newspapers in New York, that they found a batch of matzah that when you crack the matzah, there are some strings of dough there, which means it's chametz, or ice. And everyone should throw away their matzahs, because they didn't know, you know, which batch you got it from. So we're talking about it here. Matzah is that what? Is that there was no strings of thing, even though it's not fully baked. Omar Rabba says, Rabba, v'chein lach meitoide, the same thing applies to lach meitoide, which if you shech the korban, you have to have these 40 chalas, you know, four different kinds of chalas, three of them are matzah and one of them is chametz, different ways of making it, shallow fried, deep fried, baked, and so if you shech the korban, and after you baked it, see, this bread now becomes holy, and as soon as the bread is brown, that makes it the korban of ala korban. Because we need the chalas to be brown, you know, baked, before the toide is a proper toide. So he says the same thing, hina is good enough for chalas toide. So you say, why should you think that the toide is different than matzah? You have to tell that to me. It says in the pasuk, you should bring from it echad mikol korban, what should you give to the kohen? One out of every 10. There's four different kinds of matzah and chametz, and one, each one you make 10 loaves, and one loaf out of each 10 you give to the kohen. Because it says one, sounds like a whole one. Bring from it echad mikol korban, one from the korban, you should give to the kohen, one from each type of matzah. That's what it says. So echad sounds like shlayitl poros. You shouldn't give a broken one. V'hocha commanded prisadami. If it's not fully baked, I would have thought that maybe it's considered as if it's broken. Kamar shalon. But no, it's not considered broken. And so if you break it open, there's no strings attached. It's considered a whole. That's considered enough baked. Basically, that's another question. It says hamiisa. It comes to this thing called miisa, which is you boil. Some say you boil the flour before you bake it, some say you fry the flour before you bake it. So hamiisa, Beishamai says potter, you are potter from challah. In other words, not considered bread. And Beisil says you are chayiv and challah is considered bread. Hechlita, which also means boiled. The Gemara will still ask what's the difference between two. And here's exactly the opposite. Beishamai says that's bread, mechayivin, and Beisil says potter, you know, it's not bread, you're not chayiv and challah. Says the Gemara, eiza hamiisa veeiza chlita. What's the difference between the two? So we answer. Hamiisa is kemach sha'al gab mugloshin. Miisa is you take the flour and you put it on top of hot water. And hechlita is the same thing but the opposite way. Mugloshin, hot water, sha'al gab kemach, you place on the flour. And therefore, one is considered more bread than the other, depending if you have the shabbat or beisil. Tresh already asked, maybe it has to do with tatog gover and yelog gover, and he gives a whole different explanation. Anyhow, Bishmol, but Abiyasi said, name his father. A third opinion, not like Hillel, not the Shammai, but Zeh, Lifter. In both cases, they're not challah. I don't care if you put the flour in the hot water in the flour. That's not the way you make bread. It's not bread. It's not Inokhai v'challah. The Amr, others say, Zeh, Bezeh, Lachim. On the contrary, they're both considered bread and you are chayiv. So, you know, the Chachomim say, a fifth opinion, Echad Zeh, Echad Zeh, whether the flour is in the water or the flour. Osan be ilfis, you put them in a frying pan, potter, they're not considered bread, it's not challah, it's exactly like a shlokish. Betan and oven chayiv. So before we go in, so this is the question on Rabbi Yechiel, it's clearly here, in the frying pan, it's not considered bread. Before we get to the answer, betan kama, maishna, hami isa, maishna, chalita, we don't understand the difference between isa and chalita, why should one be one way another way? Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Chen Rabbi Yehuda Vitev Rabbi Shmuel Levi. Kemachlekes Bezuch Mezuch. It's a mistake here. You don't swap the names of Beis Shammai Sil. Whatever Beis Shammai holds regarding Me'isa, Beis Shammai holds regarding Echlita. Whatever Beis Hillel holds regarding Me'isa, he holds regarding Echlita. The Tavra, and truth be told, the Tavra over here usually means breaking it down, or Rashi says a contradiction. Misha Shonazu, Loi Shonazu. It's two different Tanoim. One Tana learned the din of Me'isa, another Tana learned the din of Chlita, and they argue, but Me'isa and Chlita really have no difference in Halacha. It's just a question, what did Shammai say, what did Hillel say? Anyway, now leading up to our question, Tanoim is, we learned, however, Chachomim, Oimim, Echad, Zerazesh, whether whichever one it is, you put in a frying pan, Potter, B'tanur, Chayim, an oven, Yechayim, clearly a frying pan is not bread. So you feel Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Yechanan, you're right, it's clearly here in this Braise that frying pan is not bread, but I want you to know, Tanoi, there's an argument amongst the Tanoim, if you fry it, it's considered bread or not. What's the story? The Tanya, we learned in the Braise, Yochel, Yehei, Mi'isa, V'chaluta, I would have thought that if you made Mi'isa, where you take the flour, you put it in hot water. Chayovim, V'chalot, should be treated like bread, it should be Chayim, V'chalot, Tamalim, Lechem, it has to be bread. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein lechem, what considered bread? El ha'ofer b'tana, only baked in the oven. So how is the Tana Kama arguing with it? They're both saying the same thing. But taking flour and putting in boiling water and boiling it up is not bread. So you know how in Tana Kama, isn't that the same thing? El lav maisi ilfus ikav, and the difference is maisi, where the frying pan and Tana Kama, so I've got maisi l'chayev and Tana Kama, the frying pan is chayev. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that mice for the frying pan is potter, only an oven is considered bread. Says Gemara Lo, no. Everyone agrees to the Shlokis that only an oven is bread. Kuliyam mice for potter, and a frying pan is not bread. First you put it in the water, and then you baked it in an oven. And the argument is, does it now become bread or not? But if you only did it in a frying pan, there's nothing to talk about. So I keep it. You bake the bread in the oven. Lechem is called bread. Rabbi Yehuda says, but ain't lechem off of a tanner. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not considered bread only if it's baked in oven. Mikota from the outset. The keep in the mikota la betaner afi, because you didn't bake in the oven first. First you put the flour in boiling hot water, then it doesn't help putting in the oven. Lav lechem was not bread. Omar Rava says, Rava, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's logic? If eventually, ultimately, it's like a bagel. You put it in boiling water, then you bake in the oven. Why shouldn't it be bread? See, because then the pasuk in the curses, ba'afu esen noshim lachmechem, 10 women will end up baking bread, betanet whatever, no, they can't afford it. It's a curse. So he dashens lechem ha'afu betanet echad kor lechem. Only if the only process is an oven, it's considered bread. Usha ain't afu betanet echad, but if it's not baked in one oven, like two different processes, ain't kor lechem, it's not called bread. This long traces here has a big argument between the Rishonim. Bena Tam holds that any dough that's mixed with water or with eggs or anything else, if it's thick, even if you cook it, it's considered bread. In other words, according to Bena Tam, spaghetti, you have to give challah, and maybe even hamoitzi. Or hamoitzi maybe not, because it's not shaped like bread, but you have to give challah for spaghetti. And others say, only time you don't have to give challah is if it's very watery, like pancakes, you know, or crepes. However, the other Hashem holds no. The only time you make yichayiv and bread and yichayiv and challah is if you actually bake it in the oven, not if you cook it. Talking about it further, Yosef Rabbi sat achayin of Zeda behind of Zeda, the Yosef Rabbi Zeda kameid ulam, Zeda sat before ulam. Omer Rabbi Zeda, it seemed that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef were daunted by Ulan, they were scared to ask him any questions, so they passed it on through Rab Zayda. They said to Rab Zayda, please ask Rabba, so ask Ulan, heat big with flame. What happens if you attach the bread inside the frying pan? You tell me a frying pan is no good. Right, a frying pan is not considered bread, not challah. What happens if you attach it inside? We hear tea and b'chutz. But the fire was on the outside. Mao, is that baking bread or not? Is that bread or not? Amle mai, amele. What should I tell him? If I tell him exactly what you asked me, Amali, he'll tell me, Hi, Nia, my son, that's a frying pan. What are you asking me? That's a frying pan, and Rabbi Yechon Ishlok Machlekes, and that's it. Amali, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Zayda, boy, ask a different question, Mula. Heat me mifnim, you put the bread inside the frying pan, but instead of having it, the fire outside like a normal frying pan, but avuka kinegdoi, you put the fire right on top of the bread inside the frying pan, so it's much hotter. Is that considered baking? Again, Rav Zeder refused to ask the question. I'll tell him this. He'll tell me, most poor people cannot afford to have two fires, one for light and one under the frying pan. So they'll have one fire above the frying pan. That's how they bake. That is called a frying pan. So big machlek is a shiny, because in the Gemara here it seems like the halach is like a shlokish, that a frying pan is not considered baking. And others disagree. They say the halach is like Rabbi Yechonon, and from because we say generally the halach is like Rabbi Yechonon versus the shlokish, except in three places, and this is not one of those three places. Omer Rabasi says, Rabasi said, Isa, okay, previously we had about dough from Maisa Sheni. Can you make matzah out of it? Also about challah. And we said that regarding matzah, we said one opinion says it has to be, Rabbi Yitzchak Gilden said, an oinin, said lechem oini. You look at the way you read it, oini. An oinin has to be able to eat from it. But because Maisa Sheni, an oinin cannot eat because you have to eat it with simcha, therefore you cannot have matzah made out of Maisa Sheni, even in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says you look at the way it's written, it's oni lechem oni, or even if oni it's oni in dvarim harba, you say the Haggadah and the matzah. But Rabbi, he says is that you could be yaitzed matzah maisa sheni. Why? Because it says Moshe v'seichem, you can eat all over Israel, and maisa sheni, if it became tamei, you can go ahead and redeem it and take it back and eat it anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it's valid matzah. Now the Gemara gives another reason why perhaps matzah maisa sheni you cannot eat. It cannot be yaitzah. Starting with, first of all, challah maisa sheni. We have an argument in Gemara Kedushin. We'll have it later. If you take maisa sheni, you give it to a woman, you say you're mekudesh to be the maisa sheni. Is she engaged to him or not? He says the machlik is Rav Meir Chacham. Rav Meir holds that Maisa Sheni Momen Gavoyu. Maisa Sheni doesn't belong to you, even though you're the one who brings Shalim. You eat it, you're doing it on behalf of the Eivishter. It's not yours. How can you give it to a woman? And the Chacham has said that Maisa Sheni is your Momen, is your, it belongs to you, and you have an obligation to bring it to the Shalim and eat. So, the Divir, Isa Shem Maisa Sheni, Do Maisa Sheni. Divir, Rav Meir, who says, Keturun Yepatrik Mechala, why? Because it's not yours. Why are you chayv in challah? Because they hold it, it's yours. Then another din. Matzah shon maisa sheni. Matzah maisa sheni. It's not yours. We'll soon see that matzah has to be yours. You are yoytze with matzah of maisa sheni because maisa is yours. Din number three. Esrik has to be yours. Akach lechem. Eslik shem ma'aser sheni. If it's ma'aser, do it. Meir ein adam yetsi dechavaser v'yamdi not yetsi. Why? It's not yours. It belongs to Hashem. The divrei chachamim adam yetsi boi dechavaser, but you are yetsi on yamtiv. We'll stop over here.